You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When a spirit reaches out to the living, what is its intent? Now, this is an interesting question because I think quite often we immediately put some sort of living intent on it. Like, oh, they want to cross over. They want to tell their story. And I think sometimes it's nothing at all. It's nothing more than you happen to catch me in passing. And maybe there's really not much intent at all. You caught me walking down the hall. But in some cases, I think there is a lot of intent there. There is certainly times, especially those individuals who are sensitive enough and empathic enough that can pick up on human emotion are oftentimes able to pick up on the emotion of the deceased ones that are around us too. And sometimes that intent is simply to have their stories told, their information out there, so they're not forgotten, they didn't die in vain, their history is not just left to the ether. In our next story, we hear about someone who sets foot into a house, stays there temporarily, and is met with the souls of those who had also spent time there. The souls whose stories are not known. And now she would love to be able to understand and share these stories, but at the time of experiencing these spirits, she wasn't able to get there and connect the way that she feels she could now, and it's a regret. Take a listen. I don't always see them, but I know they're there. Ghosts. Yeah, I feel them. When you go into a place or walk into a place, I know they are there. This one is by far the most tangible ghost experience. I worked with this lady when I was going through a divorce. I needed a place to stay. This woman told me that I could stay at her house for 2 weeks and watch her dog. So I jumped on it. This happened in Olympia, Washington, far north and west of Ellis Island, where all the first settlers came when coming to America. A few weeks later, I walked into her house. It was just after sunset. It's dark. I'd never been there before. Walked into a wall of get back. That's what my gut said. I stood in the doorway for a few seconds. I was hit by a wall of people. There were at least six I could feel. They looked directly, expectantly at me. They seemed like hard-working old settlers that came to the U.S. to get land and try to make a go of it, I guess in the 1850s. This was the last corner of the U.S. that no one wanted to come to, and I was scared. One man was wringing his hat, almost begging me to listen to them. I thought, oh my God, this isn't real. I sat down on the couch and asked myself if what I was feeling was evil, if I felt true evil, which I had before. I would have grabbed her dog and left immediately. I wasn't in a place personally where I could deal with this type of personal tragedy besides my own. I thought about leaving right then and there. I don't think their house would have been burglarized. The occupants do not have allowed that. They, the residents that were not alive, were all standing up against the living room wall, and they were looking at me like they expected something. They were so desperate, sad, and clearly victimized. I felt sad for them. They were expecting me. Immediately, I knew that they were killed and they wanted to tell their stories, what happened to them. They were not willing to share the vision, but they were willing to allow me to feel their sadness and pain. They only wanted me to listen to them and to set them free. I couldn't do this at that time in my life. Those people understood after wordless communication that I couldn't do what they needed me to do. I can tell you more, but it was an exciting 2 weeks that I'll never forget. I never once saw her dog. It wouldn't come out from under the bed. There was another entity that scared the crap out of me. I never engaged with her other than to tell her that I'd respect her space there. I left her in the back bedroom. I decided it wasn't in my best interest to engage with her. When my lady friend came home, I asked her why she didn't tell me that her place was haunted, and she acted surprised. But I knew at that point, she knew by the look on her face, she knew. She told me not to say anything to her husband. They had just been blaming each other for the lights turning off and on, doors opening and closing, things disappearing, dogs hiding, creepy things happening, etc. The dog died of unknown causes that week. The people I house sat for listed their house that week when they returned, but packed and moved before the house sold. They couldn't get out fast enough. I did not know how to help these people at the time. That was nearly 20 years ago. I feel bad now that I couldn't, but I know that I could help them get out of here today. They truly needed to cross over to their next destination, a place of peace. But the house has sold, and I don't know who's living there now. I Google mapped the place just to see if it still has that dark cloud over it, and it seems to. I know, though, that the new owners are not alone, and they know it. It wouldn't be possible to ignore what I saw there. I've seen a lot of things, but this one is the one that I will never forget. If I could only go back and help those people now. I know what they need. If I only knew how to give it at the time.
Stories online.
Want a commercial free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcast right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/real ghost stories.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. but with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.